Would you say seesawing or teetering or?
Out on a seesaw.
Okay, that'll do. And then the thing that's suspended from a tree limb by two ropes.
Oh, that's a swing.
Are there different types of those?
I don't think I know what one. Mm-hmm. Gosh, we've had them all over the place all my life. One out in the yard. Mm.
What do you carry coal in?
A hard coal bucket, coal scuttle.
Is that all the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
A coal hod is generally the thing that sits on the side. There's not one over there. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a vase, coal vase. And that's the same as a coal hod. Mm-hmm. Both of them same thing.
And what runs from the stove to the chimney?
Stove to the chimney.
That's when you've got those old wood-burning stoves, I guess.
Stovepipe.
Okay. What does the stovepipe fit into something like?
Into the chimney. It fits into a round thing there to cover up the rough places in the, the rock.
Is that the flue or is that something else?
Flue is the same as a chimney.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what is the little vehicle that has two handles and one wheel for carrying things?
Oh, that's a wheelbarrow.
All right. And we were talking about sharpening things. What is something you might sharpen a knife on?
A wet rock.
Okay, and what's something, a big one that turns around?
That's a grinding wheel.
Yes, good. You're very quick about this. And the thing that you drive is called a...
You mean a hammer?
No, the thing that you got your fender smashed on, that's a...
That's an automobile.
What's a short word for it?
Auto.
Or?
Car.
Pardon?
Car.
Okay. And if you took your car into the shop, you might say something is squeaking. I want you to do what to it?
Grease it.
Mm-hmm. And so yesterday he...
Greased it.
Okay. And if you got that all over your hands, you'd say my hands are all...
Greasy.
Okay, good.
Most of them say greasy.
Yeah.
Not greasy.
Mm-hmm.
It's greasy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there are those two ways. There are at least two different ways of saying it. There are lots of varieties of it. If your door hinge was squeaking, what might you put on that?
Oil.
All right, and if you had an old-time lamp, what did they burn in those?
Kerosene.
Is there
coal oil?
Is that the same thing?
Same thing.
Okay. Did you ever see a makeshift lamp made from a rag and a bottle and kerosene?
Yes. Called flambeau.
That's another one of those terms that Georgia is almost the only place where you get that. And I think it's mostly South Georgia where you get it, too. It's just delighted that you're saying the things that people really say in this part of the country. Because that's something I never heard of.
Mm. Flambeau is just a flame to light thing. You
mm-hmm.
can make them out of anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think they use them on railroads. Yep. Put them in the back when a car or a train stops. They don't want you to run into it.
Mm-hmm.
But they have some that you can throw down there, and it's a fusee.
About
a round thing, a fusee about that long, and it burns and burns and burns and burns. Got a nail in the bottom of it, and they go out the back of the last car, throw that thing down in the ground, and it burns about 15, 20 minutes of red flame called a fusee.
I never heard of that.
Well, that's a railroad commodity.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how to spell that? It sounds like a French word.
F-U-Z-E-E, I think.
Hmm.
I'll look it up if you want.
No, that's all right. I'll look it up sometime. Toothpaste comes in what?
Tooth.
Okay. And if you've just built a boat and you're about to put it in the water for the first time, you say, I'm going to...
Cork it.
Well, when you're putting it in the water.
Oh.
You do what to a boat? You do
launch it.
Yeah. Then what would you call a small boat that you would row for fishing?
A dinghy. Some of them call it a dinghy or a bateau.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you ever call it a skiff? Or John boat or Joe
I have
boat.
Heard of those, but it's not used around here. That's generally on the coast, I think.
Is bateau common?
Bateau is, yes.
That's definitely. Another very good Georgia term.
Well, that's definitely, that's the right word. Those others I read about, but they don't use them around here.